So we are reading Barasulam's essay Peace in the World, and we are in the subtitle, in the absence of the ability to establish the attribute of truth, they try to establish the basic attributes.
Yes, Duri, go ahead.
Again, subtitle, in the absence of the ability to establish the attribute of truth, they try to establish the basic attributes. Now let us turn to the remaining three attributes, which are mercy, justice, and peace. It seems that, to begin with, they were created only to be used as support for the attribute of truth, which is very weak in our world. From here, developmental history began to climb its slow and straggler degrees in its progress towards organizing the lives of the collective. In theory, the whole society willingly agreed and took it upon themselves not to deviate in any way from the truth. But in fact, they conducted themselves completely opposite from the truth, as was agreed. Since then, it has been the fate of truth to always be in the hands of the most deceitful and never in the hands of the weak and righteous, so they could even be somewhat assisted by the attribute of truth. When they could not establish the attribute of truth in the life of the collective, the exploited and the weak increased within society, and from here emerged the attributes of mercy and justice to do their actions in the conducts of society. Since the existence of the whole society compelled the successful ones among them to support the struggling, so as to not harm the society in general. Therefore, they behaved with them indulgently, meaning with mercy and charity.
Very slower.
But it is only natural that under such conditions, the struggling and exploited proliferate until there are enough of them to protest against the successful and start quarrels and fights. From here emerged the attribute of peace in the world. Thus, all of those attributes, mercy, charity, and peace, emerged and were born out of the weakness of truth.
Because in truth, besides truth, we don't need anything, because truth is, there is one law, we observe that, and nothing else. If you're in it, you're alive. If you're not in it, you're dead. But you have no way to shift from being dead to being alive. There is no transition, no place for corrections, for approaching the truth, nothing. This is why you have all kinds of results besides the truth, mercy, justice, and peace, that exist because we have no choice. These attributes exist because precisely through them we can shift from negating the truth to observing the truth.
This is what caused society to divide into sects. Some adopted the attributes of mercy and charity, giving of their own possessions to others, and some adopted the attribute of truth, meaning what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours. In simpler words, we can divide the two sects into constructors and destructors. Constructors are those who want construction, the benefit of the collective. for which they are often willing to give of their own possessions to others. But those who are naturally prone to destruction and recklessness were more comfortable clinging to the attribute of truth, meaning what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours, for their own benefit, and would never want to give up anything of their own to others without taking into consideration the risk to the well-being of the collective, for they are destructors by nature.
Shilot.
Questions.
New York. Please.
New York.
According to the Creator's law of truth, we let the weak and we let the sick die, and that's how it is. That's the truth. But we have to seek out the truth also. So why does the Creator give us mercy, justice?
No. So that we won't let someone weak die. You can be able to move from minus to plus. So there'll be something in between, some connection, some passage, transition. And therefore, these are called like the primordial stages. Mercy, peace. There's nothing of these things in nature, but these qualities of grace and righteousness and peace are only so that we will be able to move from our states, which are the opposite of the truth, to the truth. Otherwise, we too wouldn't exist. How can we exist in an opposite state from the truth? There's only the Creator. That's the root of all of life, the root of all living, and whoever's in it is, and whoever isn't, isn't. That's it. And there's nothing in between here, between being not like the Creator and being like the Creator. There's no ladder of states, there's no coming closer or distancing from this, but simply either yes or no. That's the way that nature has to operate. But in order for there to be a possibility for a creature to exist, and a creature is something that is outside the Creator, so how can he exist if there's only the quality of truth, only the Creator? Hence, we need to build the creature in an opposite manner to the Creator, completely. So will he take place, exist, or not? And let him exist in a way that is opposite to the Creator. And to give this creature the possibilities to come closer to the Creator. And not just like that, come closer to the Creator, but to give him the possibility to examine the extent in which he is opposite, and how this oppositeness from the Creator is not good, and not that it's not good for him, to the creature himself, but rather from all kinds of higher values to him, where he will start to appreciate the Creator as the good who does good and whole, in that he's completely loving and bestowing, and for him to be able to absorb these qualities of the Creator and appreciate them in such a way, then he truly will come closer to the Creator through this, and then get forces to sort himself in such a way, not just in thought, but also in desire, which is ready in practicality, in potential. Meaning, there's a special process here outside of the Creator, someone who's called the created being or a creature, in order to come closer to the Creator. And though he is a creature, he will be able to receive the qualities of the Creator and be truly like him. this is truly a very special state that we have in creation, that the person has. And therefore, this is how he explains this to us upon these four measures: mercy, truth, justice, and peace, where other than truth, which is the quality of the Creator, includes everything. That's why it's called truth. In Hebrew, emet, aleph, mem, and taf, those three letters. Aleph is the first letter of the alphabet, and taf is the last letter of the alphabet, and mem is in the middle, symbolizing for us the quality of bina. So that's the quality of the Creator, from the beginning to the end. And if we need to establish, other than the Creator, someone that's called the creature or the created being, then we need to develop him. We need to give him all the qualities of the Creator in a gradual manner, to the extent in which he himself will want to absorb them, to receive them, to work in them, to resemble the Creator truly. This is great work, and this is what we learn all together in the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Baltia 1.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Сколько я понял свойства есть духовное свойство.
As much as I understood, the quality of truth is a spiritual quality, and we see that humanity is incapable, even a little bit, to understand this quality. Everyone defines it, understands it according to themselves. How can humanity, without the wisdom of Kabbalah, grasp that there are other forms and criteria which they can hope to attain?
That is, of course, through our explanation, but prior to our explanation, humanity must want to understand what world they live in and what form of correction they need to take upon themselves in order to come closer to the truth. Therefore, we will have to work here, but the main thing in all our work will come from suffering. We need to constantly engage in dissemination, and in accordance with the suffering that people feel, to the extent in which they're not in truth but in falsehood, accordingly they will receive our explanation, understand it, and want to know, understand, investigate, absorb, receive it, and this is how we will advance.
Brazil.
Yes, hello, Rav. Hello, world, please. We attain the quality of truth without first love, and with love we discover that we don't have any, and that we're actually quite faithful.
To attain the quality of truth, we need to attain all the qualities that precede it. All the previous qualities, from hatred to love, from falsehood to truth, everything. Meaning, truth includes everything. Like I said, Aleph, Mem, Taf, which is all the letters entering this word of Emet, of truth, and we need to attain them.
Moscow 4.
Moscow 4.
Большие вопросы есть к свойству истины. Почему Бааль Сулам ставит ее во главу угла? Вот тот пример, который...
The quality of truth, why does Baal HaSulam place it at the top, as the head? Let's say we have this example in spirituality, right? You make an effort and you find. Why incorporeality, like we have to feel bad for someone. I don't know. Let's say he didn't attain something. I guess he doesn't have enough desire. Today all the opportunities exist.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Quality of truth, it's based on this, that a person invests some effort and is supposed to receive something accordingly to the effort he put in.
Предполагается, что человек может не получить соответствии со
своими усилиями. So why actually?
Может быть, он просто недостаточно усилий всегда прилагает.
Do we assume that a person can receive not according to the effort he invested?
No, that takes place because we're all intermingled into one another. As through the shattering, where we were connected prior to the shattering, through the shattering, we kind of dispersed from one another. But with that, we also entered each and everyone. And therefore, each is included from everyone. And here is where there's a problem on one hand, where it's difficult for us to raise ourselves up and correct ourselves. But with that, as each of us corrects himself, then by that, he corrects the whole world and understands and feels everyone that way. If we weren't so connected to one another, we wouldn't even have a complaint to one another of what's going on with each other.
Latin one.
Gracias, Rab. Rab, el día de ayer usted nos dijo que en la sociedad, en la humanidad.
Yesterday, he said that in humanity, in society,
es lo que no les favorece como mentira y lo que les agrada como verdad.
People consider what's bad for them as false and what's good for them as truth.
Yes, that's how they accept it. In
such a state, how can we bring them this method as truth if it's opposed to their nature, their egoistic nature, which they'll feel bad in?
There's no problem because they will want to know the truth, because without acquiring the truth, they will see themselves as simply going to die. Going to die. There's no choice. Either we will understand the truth and live according to the laws of truth, or that we... Well, my death is better than my life.
Николай в Сочи.
Рав, скажите, а что вот за две силы разрушителя и созидателя? Что это за свойство?
Tell us, please, what are those forces of destruction and building, construction and destructing? This has to do with the previous topic of the detaining, restraining force?
Those bad forces that we see around us, let's say like the pandemic, like colds, plague, problems, heat waves, fires, forest fires, and other, you know, natural disasters that we're seeing in the world, we will feel eventually that it's draining us, that we're not capable of doing anything. It's nature that's simply not letting us have a moment to rest from its pressures and its blows upon us. That's how we will feel more and more until we begin to understand what is worthwhile for us to look over in our life. What's the main thing and what's not? And in this way, we will advance towards the truth. And the truth is also through mercy, also through truth, and also peace, and also through justice, we come to the form of truth. Gradually. But it will be, we're already in a very special state. Kabbalists dream. They dreamt about the state that we're living in. They wanted so badly to see that the forces of nature are beginning to pressure all of humanity and to make out of it like a dough, like to form a shape out of dough.
PT 19.
Good morning, Rav, friends. Bala Sulam here divides here. He says you can divide like humanity into constructors and deconstructors. Who are these groups?
That is something we are yet to see.
We're the constructors, or Bnei Baruch the constructors?
I think it's the other way around. Yes, we will see. Yes, yes.
Why the opposite?
So you'll see.
Beseder.
Okay. Well, where are we?
We are entitled Hopes for Peace.
Please.
Once those conditions brought society a great deal of strife and risked the well-being of society, the peacemakers appeared in society. They have assumed control and power and renewed the social life based on new conditions, which they consider true, to suffice for the peaceful existence of society.
Yes, meaning slowly, slowly, all kinds of forces are growing, all kinds of forms of looking at society, at the human society in different ways, and let's see what happens from here.
Yet, the majority of those peacemakers, which spring up after every dispute, naturally come from among the destructors. Meaning, from the seekers of truth, by the way of what's mine is mine, and what's yours is yours.
Yeah, let's differentiate ourselves. This is mine, that's yours. Let's make peace that way. Don't touch mine, I won't touch yours. There is no war, they think it's peace.
This is because they are the powerful and courageous ones in society, called heroes and courageous, for they are always willing to renounce their own lives and the lives of the whole collective if the collective disagrees with their views. But the constructors in society, who are the men of mercy and charity, who care for their own lives and for the life of the collective, refuse to risk themselves or the public in order to impose their opinion on the collective. Hence, they are always on the weak side in society, called the faint-hearted and the coward. It is therefore obvious that the hand of the reckless brave will always be on top. And it is natural that all the peacemakers come from among the destructors and not from the constructors. By this we see how the hope for peace, which our generation so yearns for, is futile both from the perspective of the subject and from the perspective of the predicate. For the subjects, who are the peacemakers of our time and in any generation, meaning those who have the power to make peace in the world, are forever made of the human substance we call destructors. For they are seekers of truth, meaning to establish the world on the attribute of what's mine is mine, and what's yours is yours.
It is natural that those people defend their opinions firmly to the point of risking their own lives and the life of the entire collective. And this is what gives them the power to always prevail over the human substance called constructors, the seekers of mercy and charity, who are willing to give up of their own for the sake of others in order to save the world, since they are the faint-hearted and the coward. It turns out that seeking truth and the destruction of the world are one and the same, and the seeking mercy and the construction of the world are one and the same, too. Therefore, we should not hope from the destructors to establish the peace. And it is hopeless to hope for peace from the predicate, meaning from the conditions of peace itself, since the proper conditions for the well-being of the individual and the well-being of the collective, according to the criterion of truth that these peacemakers so desire, have not been established. And it is a must that there will always be a large minority in society who are dissatisfied with the conditions offered to them, as we have shown above regarding the weakness of the truth. They will always remain a ready and willing fuel for the new quarrelsome people and for new peacemakers who will always follow.
That's what we see today with what's happening every place in all the countries, as much as those constructors come, and they seemingly come through that to clashes, wars, problems, and disputes that the world sustains in ways. Okay? All right, so I see that we certainly have a certain fatigue from the topic. What else do we need to do, Dudi?
We can go on to TESS, or maybe thought about continuing the letter from yesterday?
Letter 19, maybe yes. Let's finish it. No, let's begin and finish it.
Okay, so we're going to go on to letter 19. We'll have a song passage. Song. Yes.
Cuánto al corazón le gusta acaparar sobre su cuerpo animal. No se puede ir de este mundo así, pues toda su pasión está en él. Si el corazón elige a la divinidad, junto al grupo llega la amistad, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. Shealev machlit sherotze elokut derech mutza megale chavarut vesham hu yotze mitoch hagalut veofech et hanistar lagalut. חפץ תמיד לממש את הרצונות, למלא את כל הגחמות. כך ברא אותנו הטבע עם כל הרצונות והתכונות. Si el corazón elige a la divinidad, junto al grupo llega la amistad, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. Shehalev machlit sherotze elokut derech mutza megale chavarut veshamu yotze mitoch הגלות והופך את המסתר לגלוי. ללו 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 לא ללו 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 לא ללו 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 לא. כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות דרך מוצא מגלה חברות. Entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. שהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות junto al grupo llega la amistad. ושם הוא יוצא del exilio salir והופך את הנסתר לגלות.